This is the Freedom Theme, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working, Derek, Ian?
I can feel it.
I can feel
Dean
it.
Dean and Green?
Yeah.
Can you feel it?
Yes.
It's working.
Yeah.
The greens.
Oh, is that
what?
The greens are here. Is that science?
Are you guys dripping? Are you guys dripping? Are you guys dripping?
Tonight, not tonight.
No, and you better behave, Sangeeta.
Yeah,
welcome.
I am not tripping, but as anybody who has heard the after show from last night knows, I am very I didn't get very much sleep, so I'm trying something new.
Not like last year.
It seems like sleep deprivation.
You were also sleep deprived last year. That's not new for you.
So I'm trying something new I've never done on the radio today, and that is I am broadcasting barefoot. I'm hoping that it sort of like brings up my
you guys did a 6-hour after show, or it went on for 4 hours? What was it?
4 hours.
4 hours. We did
6 hours total.
Yeah, that's right.
After the
fiends
last night.
Where's the recording?
I have it on my computer right now, and it's saved. It
was
has
it
not
the fiends,
been put anywhere
or was
yet.
It something beyond the fiends? What would you call it?
It was something
it's
beyond
a new thing.
The fiends. It's a new thing. It was the Freedom Fiends,
like the
Dawn
fiends
of Freedom
project.
Special.
Dawn of the After Fiends. Yeah. Well, whatever it is, I'm sure it's licensed BIPCOT, no gov.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, a lot of the audience was licensed BIPCOT, no gov. Show.
I saw a picture of Nicole.
Yeah.
Are y'all safe? Have you been contacted by the government?
I have not been contacted by the government. I hear
Although,
somebody was contacted
Ian
by the
was
government.
Well, Porkfest was contacted by the government today. And briefly, the story from I saw it from my distant underground bunker where I'm actually running Porkfest and all the, at least the fun parts of Porkfest, I'm centrally planning from my underground bunker in Wyoming. Now, there's
so if you're
a theory.
Having fun in Porkfest, Michael deserves credit.
There's a theory going around that those two revenuers from the state of New Hampshire that showed up today and tried to get everyone licensed with, like rent seeking to pay money to sell food to their friends. There's a theory, a conspiracy theory going around that they are actually unemployed actors that I hired on Craigslist and sent there to freak everybody out so I could get everyone to adopt the BIPCOT no government license. There's no truth to that. They are real, although Porkfest doesn't really exist. It's being faked on a soundstage in Burbank. Do you guys want to talk about that a bit?
Wait a minute. Let me put on my Alex Jones hat here for a minute. A denial amounts to a confession in my book. So.
This is beyond Alex Jones. Where we're going, you don't need Alex Jones.
You never need Alex Jones.
We should have put a BIPCOT no gov license in their car. I don't know if anyone checked to see if they're...
I don't know why anybody didn't say to them. I guess it's because it was a really serious standoff, and Ian and you guys did a great job. But when they come back, the thing to do is to tell them, hey, everyone here's licensed, and show them the BIPCOT license and get them to go away.
Good idea. Hopefully they won't come back.
So what did happen, Ian, is... people saw in the video today that there were two revenue collectors came to Porkfest, but like, what'd you say to them?
Well, what you don't see on the video is they rolled up at around 11:50. I was up here in the media room where we are right now, sitting in the back, so I had a vantage point of being able to see the parking lot, and I saw the state logo roll into the parking lot here, and I looked over at Liberty Phoenix, who was there at the time, and said, hey, you want to go check this out? And went down there and figured they went into the office where they did and went inside and just sort of listened to what was being said. And they were asking about Agra Valley and whether there was any food vendors in Agra Valley. They were told there were. So they then headed outside. At that point, I had already gotten my camera out and began recording, which is where you see the video pickup at freekeen.com. So I don't know. I don't think I answered your question though. So
well, I mean, so sovereign citizen type activists like to make a difference between like driving and traveling in cars and vehicles. You think there's if there's a right to travel, there ought to be a right to eat. So can we claim they're not making food, they're making meals?
Good question. I've never read their statutes. They wanted me to read their statutes today, and I told them I wasn't interested in doing that. So I don't know what their statutes say. I just, did not want them here, and I let them know that in a very forceful verbal manner.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I was up here.
Awesome.
I was up here in the media room when I saw them leave, and so I got a shot from way up high of them leaving Rogers Campground. Boy, were they in a hurry. they made a left, like, almost out into traffic just to get out of here.
Well, I'm wondering why, like, I don't think they're going to come back with a SWAT team. I think what's going to happen is next year they're going to put pressure on the campground to where, like, you know, they won't let the campground rent out spaces unless the campground has a blanket policy for it. So they'll put it on the campground, I think.
Yeah,
but
that's usually how they do it.
Here's the thing, like, can't Rogers just declare the whole event a private party and then that stuff wouldn't be applicable?
I think they could do that. It's my understanding that Porkfest, for the first time this year, has some level of control over the campsite reservations. So they have Rogers has ceded that to them to some extent. I don't know to what extent or whatever.
Well, I know they can throw people out now.
Yep, that's, I saw that happen tonight, actually.
Whoa, nice. Why?
Yeah, there were some people... booted.
What? I missed that.
Certain young people. I only saw the very end. I saw security taking a picture of a license plate as a car was pulling out.
Wow.
Apparently there were some young people, some supposed locals who were attending without an armband, basically.
Huh.
Yeah, and I guess there was a problem with that.
I want to ask our British, UK, Scottish correspondents who just viewed this video for the first time, Katie and Dan Green, is this really shocking for your country, for your where you live?
No.
No?
We have people whose job it is to stand in the street and tell you when you've dropped something. Like, this is ridiculous. Oh,
appropriately fine you for
not,
that.
Not the fact that these people exist, but that they were chased out.
Oh, right.
Oh no, that's good.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I've never seen that at any kind of festival here because every kind of festival here all plays within the rules. You know,
the thing about the festivals here, we don't have anything like Porkfest. We don't have any sort of anarchist thing. And
you have Rainbow. Don't you have Rainbow Family there?
Oh yeah, we went in one of the
Rainbow
Family. Ian said Rainbow. Ian said Rainbow would have thrown those people out, but Rainbow has been considered a terrorist organization now in the U.S.
I bet they consider Porkfest terrorists at this point.
They will by next year.
Were they listed as a reason for the Bearcat?
Porkfest?
Yeah,
Rainbow Family? I don't think so. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Next year.
Yeah.
They need a Bearcat to come in and collect their tax stamps.
We definitely have an economic terrorist at Porkfest. I mean, haven't they identified Bernard von Nothaus as an economic terrorist?
Yeah, he's been found guilty of counterfeiting.
Yeah. Not fraud, though.
Yeah, that's right. He's making beautiful silver pieces that people turned into the world's number one alternative currency before Bitcoin hit.
And there's definitely, you know, this may be kind of a stretch, but I know when Food Not Bombs was being hassled in Florida, they were labeled food terrorists.
Were they?
And that was for giving out food.
That's right.
Without permission or a license or whatever. And that's what Muslims for Liberty is up to here. We're giving out free rice and lentils, so that
it's
a bit of a stretch,
so
but maybe that's a case of food terrorism.
I have to ask the same joke every year for the new listeners. So what do your Muslim friends think, Davi, who don't know about Porkfest, when you say you're going to something called Porkfest?
What are you going to eat?
Hey, I got really good news. I just want to say this. My ongoing health issues are still ongoing, but I kind of turned a corner, at least temporarily, this week. I ended up in the hospital. Good. And I got out of the hospital, and they gave me something new, which is like nebulizing albuterol, which I hadn't tried yet, which actually gets down to my lungs enough to work. And then I got this thing that's called it's called a flutter valve. You can actually buy them for $40 on Amazon. You blow into this thing. Listen to this. It's like a purring device. It's like...
What?
Okay, so you blow into that several times a day, and it gives this really pleasant reverse pressure in your lungs and makes it easier to cough up phlegm that you can't get up otherwise, that's just sitting down there turning into cement. So those two things. So last night I slept 8 hours in my own bed lying down for the first time in 4 months. I've been sleeping like 2 hours at a time sitting up in a recliner. because when I lie down, my lungs get like closed shut from the mucus. So I've definitely in a lot better mood than I've been in lately, and it's good.
You are going to be ready for Porkfest 2016. I can tell. You're going to be all set.
Yeah, I heard they're going to make the big gay dance party tent just a big oxygen tent next year for me.
That used to be a thing. I don't know if they still do that. These oxygen bars.
Yeah, in San Francisco, definitely.
Well, here's the thing. I have this device that my insurance company bought me called an oxygen concentrator. It costs $4,000. It's like the size of a small refrigerator, and it takes pure oxygen out of the air and delivers it in a tube. By next year, if I don't need that, or even if I do, if I only need it part-time, like I only need it part-time now, I may bring it and set up an oxygen bar at Porkfest. That'd be kind of fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would want, I've used an oxygen bar before in Atlantic City. It just kind of makes your legs wobbly, whatever.
Yeah, it's not that fun unless you can do it. Well, you shouldn't even do the flavors because that's kind of, that's like vaping. You know, that's putting crap into your lungs. It's kind of.
Yeah, but it's like strawberry. It's fun.
Yeah, but you know, you kids.
Strawberry flavored crap in your lungs.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
It is Porkfest, after all.
It is.
Yeah. I got a tick on me today. That's one of the most unpleasant things about Porkfest. I was so afraid. I was jumping around in the shower like, screaming.
Wait, you went into the shower after the tick?
No, I went into the shower and discovered the tick. And was like, oh, no. So I had to be a man.
So it had bitten you?
And scream for 30 minutes. And found some tweezers. And, yeah, I got rid of that thing.
Is that the way to do it? Is it tweezers?
No, the way to do it, if you really are a man, you can handle putting, like, just wetting a Q-tip with regular water. And swirling the tick around its axis, you know how it's like got its mouth into you, but the legs will come loose.
Okay.
If you swirl it around, it will come loose on its own, and that way you don't break off its mouthpiece,
so
which
like
often happens if you use. No, it just irritates it to the point where it releases its mouth because its mouth digs into you. It has like spikes that go reverse way, so if you try and pull it out, mouth stays
awful,
in.
Awful things.
Yeah, but I just yanked it out. I don't have the courage to sit there and watch this animal parasite on me.
Is the idea that you then look for the signs of Lyme disease after you've been bitten? Is that
no, you just forget that it happened and move on with your life. No, just a thorough shower. Yeah, and I checked for a mouthpiece,
hey,
but not
real
very
quick,
well.
Real quick. I just saw a picture. There's a guy passed out there in the room, needs a Bipcot license. Ethan says he's out of them, though. You got some there, Derek?
Boom.
He's just out.
Oh, he is out. Yeah, there's
put
no
a license on him and then take a picture, even if you
got
to take
two
it
that are out. Two of them.
All right, we got that. We're going to put some buttons on him, too, some phone buttons.
He can keep the buttons for sure.
Sounds like we're out of her.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say, you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists like Barack Obama and Al Gore taking credit for the web while trying to take over the web? Are you disgusted by experts whose concept of the internet is that it's a series of tubes? Take back the free market of computing by encouraging software developers to adopt the Bipcot NoGov license. The Bipcot NoGov license allows any use or modification except by governments. Go to bipcot.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
This is the Freedom Fiends, back for more
worms.
Yeah,
not
more worms.
Ticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have ticks in Charlottesville, Virginia, where my sister lives. And last time I visited there, it was a family thing, and the whole family was there. And like my dad and I both got chiggers, and my wife and I started calling Charlottesville, where I used to live, we started calling it Chiggersville, Virginia.
Chigger.
The, it's a tick kind ticks. Of thing. It's a redneck name for a tick.
I'm so square about it, too. Like, Michael, I wore high socks and doused myself in DEET so that this wouldn't happen.
And it did. It did anyway.
It did anyway, yeah.
I think
through your socks?
I don't think they can eat through Vaseline, but then you get a bunch of stuff, other bugs sticking to you.
Ew. You gotta walk around
just
with
grease
Vaseline
yourself up.
You.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So we were laughing about borders over the over the break, and one of the things that one of the borders like that I recognize is the border to New Hampshire. Like, I feel safer just crossing over here. You're going to be crossing out of New Hampshire.
If all goes planned, we will definitely be crossing out of New Hampshire into Vermont, and then from Vermont we'll go to Derby Line, Vermont, where the border of Canada and the U.S. actually crosses through a library. So inside the library, there are two different countries in which you can be in, you know, politically.
It's a tourist attraction.
It's a public library?
It is.
It's the only reason people go to libraries anymore is to do that.
So it's like an interesting thing to go and see, but the real reason I want to go is I want to try to cross with my world passport and document that process.
Okay.
Whoa. Yeah.
So if someone wanted to ban a book in this library, who votes on it?
I wonder if this book's banned on one
side.
Just
move it to the other side.
Just toss it across the room.
You have two bookshelves next to each other. One's is banned in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, so it should be fun.
We'll take pictures, unless they don't allow pictures.
I'll have a video camera.
Oh, okay.
I think that library needs to be licensed BIPCOP, no government. Did you bring some black and white ones?
No, I don't have any. Like, right now, I don't have any with me, so I'm going to have to go print some. Yeah, we're out. We've used them all last night, but we'll get some more.
I know that the ambulance has a printer, so we could probably print more.
Oh, okay, very good.
Okay, I'll send that to Derek. And well, tonight, why don't you just draw one to put on the people that are passing out pictures? Can someone do that, please?
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Yep.
I usually have a pen. It's the type of thing I carry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do draw. So we're going to do this thing in the next segment. We're going to read this thing. It's about... We don't usually do current events on the themes, but it's about cops killing their own dogs. And I just heard a dog. Aww. Is there a dog there?
It's not here.
Is there a dog?
And it sounds alive.
I do apologize.
Okay. It's the reason I want to read this in the next segment.
The dog was outraged.
Like,
that's why.
It's in Pensacola, Florida. And if we do it in the next segment, it'll be in the Best of Fiends Thursday night and play Saturday morning in Pensacola. So... We'll get to shame these cops by name in their own town on their own radio.
There you go.
Good. I think they should hear that. Like, I'm just switching around the dial. Oh, my gosh, my name. I'm on the news. Oh, they're talking about when I shot a dog.
The power of radio.
Are you on the radio in Pensacola Squirrel now?
No, we got kicked off that station.
Yeah, I had to convince them we were a lot cleaner than you to get on there.
Right. I think we said a-hole one night on accident, and they didn't like that very much.
Well, what are they, squeaky clean? Are they religious or something?
Yep.
You know what? Maybe that wasn't that station, but yeah, they didn't like the content of Free Talk Live.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Can't please everybody.
I like how my email alert ringing out in the media room there. It's pretty cool.
Is that what that is?
Not going on the air on the radio?
Yeah, it is.
All I suspect it is.
It's live, right?
It's part of the Fiends vibe. It's that college radio vibe that we try to foster.
It's a good excuse for being sloppy. Nice job.
It is. It is.
Yeah. It's college radio. I'm only in my 40s.
I'm 50.
I'm sorry. I was trying to give you credit. You were awesome here last year. I miss you. I wish you were here now.
Yeah, for real.
Me too, man. Me too.
Yeah. Well, have you guys seen?
Like,
I think
we're
Ohio.
Kind of like the Rolling Stones. We're really sloppy, but we're really tight about it. That's my college.
We handled disheveled well. We
professional sloppy.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah, we almost didn't connect here. By the way, we were like just hanging on, not able to connect.
That's okay.
The internet here, like
the greens, can talk till the cows come home.
Yeah, good.
Until they go to work.
Yeah, don't go to work, Greens. Stay with us.
What's going on in Scotland?
Yeah, what's so special
there? The sun's coming up.
Yeah.
The sun is up. It's here.
Within the future.
Yeah, they're in the future.
We're coming to you from the future.
Well, this is the Freedom Fiends, and we will have more after this trip to the market.
Ben Stone's going to join us.
Not a border. Really cool.
Yep.
Worms.
Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Hey, this is Squiscar Squiggles from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
This is the Freedom Fiends. How's it going, Derek?
Good. I'm licensing people in the audience with the Bipcot No-Gov license.
We need a picture of the audience, too. If you can maybe turn the light on for a second.
They're an attractive crowd. We got a good one.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about something real quick here. This segment, we're actually going to do news, which we almost never do on the Fiends, especially on a Porkfest Fiends. We've never done. But we want to do this because it's kind of weird with, like, you know, a ghetto radio show like the Freedom Fiends. Like, yeah, we're on radio, but, you know, we're on these little towns, and, like, we don't even get, like, you know, they take, like, a half hour a week of one show and play it on Saturday from Thursday. So if we talk about this in this segment, this will get played Saturday morning in Pensacola, Florida. And this story is from Pensacola, Florida, and it's from a really bad cop there. So, like, cops not only shoot your dogs, they're now killing their own dogs, and this is really depressing, and we want to shame them. So, Greens, can you go ahead and read?
Was it during a SWAT raid on the wrong
address? No. Left it in the car. Baked it. So, Katie and Dan. Dan and Katie, you want to read this together?
Not particularly, but okay.
the awful thing is, actually, this has happened more than once in this country.
It's awful here.
With cops doing it? Wow.
Yeah, cops. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Do you want me to read the article?
Yeah. Yep. Please.
Right. Tragic news involving the Gulf Shores Police Department. A canine officer has died after he was left inside a hot patrol car. The dog's name was Mason. WKRG has learned the canine officer was left inside the patrol car on Thursday, you know, June 18th. The dog and his handler, Corporal Josh Coleman, had attended the hurricane prep conference in Gulf Shores.
Speak up, son.
Coleman says that he forgot Mason was in the back seat and left the dog inside the patrol car. No word on how long the dog stayed inside the vehicle. Corporal Coleman found the dog in distress once he noticed Mason was missing. The dog was rushed to a veterinarian. The dog was then transported to another vet in Pensacola. Gulf Shores Police said the dog was improving Friday morning but died later in the evening. The Gulf Police Shores Department acquired Mason on November 17th, 2014. The department just celebrated the dog's third birthday on June the 9th. The police department consulted with the Baldwin District Attorney's Office, and Corporal Coleman will not face criminal charges, but he does face sanctions with the police department in city.
Sanctions.
Even Anno not to leave a dog in a hot car.
That's like basic. That's level one.
What are the sanctions? No dogs for 2 weeks?
It doesn't even say. It just says sanctions. And they've got like quotation marks around the word sanctions.
What's this guy's name again? I want to say his name over and over and over in this story. What's his name?
Well, let's go for it.
Corporal Coleman.
Corporal.
Josh Coleman.
Okay,
Corporal
Josh Coleman. Josh Coleman.
Josh.
So what do you guys think about Josh Coleman in Pensacola?
Josh is a jerk.
Leave him in the back of a hot car for a while.
There you go. Yeah, he needs one of those judges that has the creative sentencing to do that to him.
Here's the thing. I've seen, like, full police fatality parades for cop dogs before.
And they
talk about, and they sort of brag even about how, like, the dog is practically, like, a full-fledged officer, and they treat
it as
one of
them. It
is. You'll
get a felony count of assault on an officer.
So this is a canine that died in the line of duty, isn't it? Like,
yes,
so shouldn't there be a full cop dog funeral through Pensacola for this dog?
They will likely have those things, yeah.
I kind of wonder if they will, if it's drawing attention to their own.
If it was one of their own, though, yeah.
Yeah, like, if a cop kills a cop, Do you still have a parade?
No, no parade.
Wow, that's a good question.
Do they have the 21 gun salute and like all the? I don't know.
I've never gone to an actual one. I've never gone to one of these parades.
I hate bagpipes, so I can't go, man.
You hate bagpipes?
Speaking of cops killing dogs, did you know that apparently there's some organization that's been tracking the cop killings of dogs for a while now?
What's the website?
And I don't know. And there are only two states where, since they've been tracking it, no dogs have been killed by cops. New Hampshire is one of those two states.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and you're with your safe dog. Safe because she has a license, a BIPCOT No Gov license.
Jazzy, who just gave her one, actually. Yeah. The studio.
Dogmurders.com.
Is that the website?
Dogs weren't tracking it? Dogmurders.com.
That's a website.
Now, wait, is it only cops?
By Josh Coleman.
They only show cops killing dogs? Okay.
This is cops. Yep.
So it what else does Josh Coleman...
see anyone killing dogs.
Does Josh Coleman have a record of this? Is this something that he does all the time?
I don't know.
How do you feel about eating dogs, Michael?
Same way I feel about eating cats, which is like, I can't really think of a moral argument against it if it's somebody else's pet, dog or cat. It's not, you know, taken from someone's pet and it's done humanely, but it makes me want to kick people.
What? So if you were visiting a certain portion of South China, then you would not you would not eat dog.
No, but I have eaten I've eaten horse in Switzerland.
Why would you draw the line at dog? Because you think they're friendly, they're cute. I would eat a dog.
I have one.
I would too.
I have one.
You're asking me why my emotions aren't logical.
Well, everyone who ever killed any animal for food had one.
Huh? Right before they killed it.
I saw a rabbit doing something hilarious today. There was a tiny little bunny rabbit on our front porch. It jumped on the front porch, and then it saw us looking out the window at it, and it got scared, and it was like too stupid to jump back off the porch. So it ran back and forth on one of the steps like 5 times. Like it kept running into the step and turning around like it was looking for the way out. When there was just a giant, you know, open step where it came up, and it finally figured out. It was cute.
I love that. Little animals going back and forth, not learning.
I've told this story before, but it sort of fits here. I had a friend once who had a lamb or sheep, I can't remember which, and he grew up with it. And it was like a pet, and it had a name and everything. And when it was time to slaughter the animal, he brought it home, and we made like a big spaghetti stew, and we like knew the name of this land. This was celebrating the pet.
There's a fiend
him.
That does that,
from
man.
From his perspective,
Nick does that.
This was like the way of honoring the life of his pet, which had given its full life to him as a pet and was ready to be slaughtered. So I would think if I was going to eat dog, that's how I'd want to think about it. Like, I'd want to think of it as a way of sort of celebrating the life and the gift of the animal.
Yeah, you'd want to be grateful for all of that it has given you.
I mean, is that so crazy?
No, not at all. No, I mean, that's very similar to...
That's what I think when I tar and feather tax collectors.
Yeah, it seems very similar to at least what I've celebrated.
Yeah, I'm just anti-eating dog.
You know, like Indians or whatever, sort of being grateful for the food they've been provided with.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, that's too much of a trip. Like, I would eat dog, but I don't want to eat a dog I know. I want to disconnect myself.
It would be really hard to do that, yeah.
Yeah. I need to be disconnected from my food.
Well,
if it's a cow you know?
A cow I know?
I don't know.
I think I could make an exception for beef.
There's an interesting Vice documentary, one of their shorts, about a place in South China where eating dog is still fairly common. In fact, they even have a festival surrounding the act of eating dog. And it's fascinating to watch. And when you talk to these folks about it, they feel like their viewpoint is there's a difference between a dog for a pet and a dog for food, that these dogs are raised to be food. And so in their mind, that it's not a problem for them to slaughter these dogs. But they wouldn't do necessarily the same thing to a dog that was a pet.
Isn't that kind of like second-class citizens? It's like,
this dog was
born in this cage, and so he has these rights, and this dog was born in this cage.
Yes, that's exactly right. But that's how they rationalize it, and they have themselves a festival every year about eating dog. And,
I would rather eat food I'd named. Maybe I'll start naming the food like before I eat it. Like just, you know, like a moratorium, like when people baptize bodies after they've died.
Is there any prohibition on eating dog from the Muslim? Ooh,
I don't know. I mean, like, there's this whole thing about dogs being filthy animals or whatever, but, like, that's not a consistent opinion. Like, that's
well, Iran, like, didn't Iran ban dogs recently to own them?
Yeah.
What? That's a country. Yeah. Yeah.
They banned dogs as pets? That's
yep.
So sad.
Well, so here's the funny thing. I'm pretty certain that Prophet Muhammad had pet dogs and used them as hunting animals.
Huh.
So, like, the idea that they're filthy and whatever, I don't know the law of it, but... Eating dog, I don't know.
Cats living in the big mosque in Saudi Arabia, but not dogs, right?
Oh yeah, there's lots of cats in Saudi Arabia.
Are cats cool. more holy than dogs?
No, but there's a very prominent companion of Muhammad named Abu Huraira, which meant the father of cats, and so there's a sort of status.
Does he look like Michael Dean?
No, they're sort of like the orange and white calico. There's a very like high status for cats who can be like supposedly derived from the breed that this man bred, and he just really loved cats. He was like a cat man. But they're all over Saudi Arabia now, and so anything that's sort of like white and orange calico, people think are from him.
He has no lineage because he never married. He's the first cat the man.
Father of cats.
Yeah.
Well, we decided that was my Islamic name, right, Davi? And we decide that
the father of cats. Oh, we did talk about that at one point.
Yeah. Okay. So we since the Freedom Fiends Arabic. Is not like other radio, I'm going to conduct some personal business here really quickly on a syndicated radio show. So first of all, Davi, did you get the $15 to give Phoenix?
Oh, I had no idea. I gave it to him. I'm assuming it's there.
Then you got it. Okay. But
second of all,
this
Ian,
is the only
Ian,
way we can communicate.
It is. It is. So Ian Freeman,
there's no
internet. Ian used to have four mics for the setup you guys are using. You have three now, right? Do you need an SM58? I have one. I'll donate. That's in a drawer I never use.
I've got four mics here. We're only using three tonight. But
okay,
I mean, if you've got nothing better to do with your SM58, I'll certainly take it off your hands.
If you'll use it for liberty.
Could you send one of your underground Porkfest organizing gnomes to have it to us by the end of the show?
No.
Just drop it from the sky.
SM58. For our listeners who don't know what you're talking about, the SM58 is a very popular sort of stick mic like that you would see a singer.
Every rock band in the world, like every club you go into, that's what's on the stage is like three or four SM58s.
We have two of the three. It would actually be a third for my collection. I have two of the three that you're listening to tonight.
It's got SM58s. It's got my name carved in it. Okay. Now, real quick, before
Ooh,
we go to
awesome. And
Ben Stone, I see him there. Say hi, Ben. Are you there on the Fiend phone?
Hi, Ben.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Hey!
It's the Ben bearded possum.
Okay, so real quick, last thing before we get a break here. Davi, they want Tim wants to know, Tim Fry wants to know if I send you the Photoshop file for the BIPCOT license while you're there at Porkfest, can you make a 12-up to make dime cards of it so they can put it in the vending machine for him tomorrow.
Oh,
maybe. I don't have any art programs is the problem. So we could probably do it, but it'd be really crude. We'd have to print them one at a time.
Well, what do you need? Photoshop?
Yeah.
I got it.
On what?
My laptop.
You have Photoshop on your laptop?
Yes.
How can I get a file? It's a big file, though. How can I get it to...
If only there was some sort of
get it to me
of interlocking cubes.
Right. I'll send it to I'll send it right now. Cool, man. Worms.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Worms.
Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone proof.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Meow.
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 Meow. This is the Freedom Fiends. Down two greens, but up one stone.
Kiss the Barney blend, Ben.
The Barney stone?
Meow, meow, meow.
Yes, that's their dog. The Green's dog is Barney.
How's it going, Ben?
It's like now it's gotten past just passing messages like to one-on-one person on a syndicated show. It's like inside jokes people on this show don't even get.
Please stop.
That's good radio, Ian
killing
Freeman.
Me. You're killing me.
How you doing, Ben Stone?
The kids love it.
Hey, good. Good to hear you, Derek.
The kids love Worms. It, but I you'll never you. Sell it. You'll never sell ads doing this.
I wish I was up there with you guys. Fest.
Yeah, one of my favorite Pork Fest memories is with you, Ben Stone. You gave me a knife last Pork Fest, and it was we were all eating steak. There were a bunch of people around, and everybody had their own pocket knife that they could easily whip out and use as a knife. It was one of the most Pork Fest moments I've ever experienced because people like libertarians and all prepared and camping and stuff. But I didn't have one, and you gave me a knife, and it's beautiful, and I've held on to it, and I haven't fortunately needed it to defend my life, but cutting a steak, it did well. Thanks, Ben.
Hey, it was an honor to give you a knife.
And we had to have Ben on here because, you know, it's really not the Freedom Fiends without Fiend Phones. So we had to Fiend Phone some people in, Ben and the Greens. Ben, you're in Alabama. Are you near Pensacola where that cop killed his own dog?
Josh I saw that on the news. Dog?
Do you mean Josh Coleman, Michael?
Yes, thank you. Yes. Good use.
Josh Coleman shot his own dog?
Good enforcement of my idea that I forgot already.
He didn't shoot his own dog. What he did is he left him in the back of a hot vehicle.
That's even worse.
He's trying to cook it for dinner.
Way worse.
Was that Pensacola or was that Gulf Shore, Alabama?
That's torture, man. No,
Pensacola, Florida.
Officer Josh Coleman.
I thought it was in Gulf Shore.
I don't know if he's an officer anymore.
It was one town over. That article actually suffers from the same thing all local news suffers from, is that they don't realize anyone out of their town realizes it, so they never put the state. Like, I had to just search the call letters of that station to find out what country or state this was in. Okay, if you guys, anyone listening who runs a radio station or a local newspaper, please realize that people read your website outside of your county, and you should put the name of this state somewhere on every page, at least at the bottom.
It's just two little letters.
Professionals say Dateline, and then they put where it's from: San Francisco, California, Moscow, USSR,
Moscow,
Russia.
Idaho. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I think that was actually in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Yeah. Really. Didn't we read it on
the dog died. The dog died in Pensacola. They took it across to the vet.
Yeah. Pensacola is the closest big town.
They crossed state lines to kill that dog.
Yeah.
Crossed an imaginary line.
What do you even do to save a dog at that point? Like, was it just a
saline and oxygen?
In,
probably
like,
saline injections and oxygen. I would guess. You know, oxygen they give for pretty much everything, which is why I've been saving all my used oxygen cannulas, the things that go in the nose, for filmmakers who want to use them as props, because it's the perfect prop, because for like $2 worth of plastic, and I've got dozens of these now because I replace them every week, you can make anybody look totally infirm and dying in a movie. You just stick this thing in their nose. It's used all the time on TV.
What?
So
it's just the little nose clip thing and the little
that they put oxygen in
here.
Oh,
pretty much,
yeah.
That's it.
You know,
you
pretty
go,
much
dying
when
character.
You get, yeah, like oxygen is kind of like anytime anybody's put in an ambulance, like no matter what else they do to them, they usually put them on oxygen. Like, it just increases your chances of surviving anything, you know? So it's just what they do. So when you're sick, they
get
the oxygen.
Well, the answer is what they do for the dog is absolutely anything the taxpayer can afford.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of saving people with oxygen, I heard about this small town hero who saved a squirrel who was, like, drowning in his pool. He, like, pulled it out and gave it mouth to mouth.
Wow.
Gave it CPR to save a squirrel. How do you do that? Through the nose.
I'm out, guys. Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
Yep. Thanks for being
back in hour number two. This is the Freedom Fiends.
Worms.
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 When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's Low Orbit Ion Cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. This is a reminder that Freedom Fiends is covered by the BIPCOT no government license. This means, or this allows, reuse by anyone except governments. Find more at BIPCOT.org.
Before you even introduce Will, did Will just say his stepmother's name is Sangeeta?
No, my ex-stepmother's name is Sangeeta.
And does she sound like this?
Hello, Will. How are you?
Where was she from?
India.
Wow. I didn't even know that was a real name. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, Sangeeta.
Is that how you say it? Is that how you say it? Sangeeta?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, now we know.
No, you've got like more of a Z with it when you say it.
Is it Sangeeta or Sangeeta?
Yeah, Sangeeta.
Okay. Sangeeta?
There you go.
Oh, very Zen. Yeah. Okay, Will Coley. Welcome to the Fiends.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Do you have a wrestling name, Will?
Michael.
Not that I know of.
No. Like the hillbilly lentil slinger.
Yeah, right. I'm the rebirth of
Appalachian Wildcat.
Appalachian Wildcat.
Ooh, that's like that.
You hate that.
The wampus the Muslim.
The audience veto is in effect.
Will has a fierce beard, though. Maybe something's with reference to the beard.
The bearded wampus cat.
Possum.
About the wampus Muslim.
So for those that don't know, Will Cooley is the founder and director of Muslims for Liberty, who are sort of veterans here at Porkfest.
The wampus Billy. The Billy wampus. Oh, I got it. The Billy wampus.
The Billy wampus.
I love it.
Yep.
He likes it too.
We don't particularly have any interview questions or anything. We just had an empty mic, so we just dragged him out of the audience. But it was suggested by the Silver Scrutinizer. I don't know if you guys remember him from last year, but he suggested that I officially change my wrestling name from the Shiny Badger to the Pamphleteer.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
you have a lot of.
Is there like an application process? Well, do I need like a?
No, there should be a, me to change some it on sort of crowning though.
Yeah, but the thing is,
you should get a belt.
It has to go through me because I have to put it on the website, and I'm going ew.
Don't like it?
Yeah, which doesn't mean it can't happen, but what, you want to be called the Pamphleteer?
Yeah, you haven't heard
it's
that.
More superhero-y
it's
sounding.
It's my superhero name. We did superhero names on
it needs
the, on
an adjective,
the
though.
Show.
The shiny pamphleteer? It kind of sounds founding. It kind of sounds really like founding father-ish, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we were discussing superpowers on the show yesterday, and mine was a sort of like particularly disgusting sort of pamphleteer ability where I had a combination of shedding skin like a snake and changing skin like a chameleon that allowed me to produce any printed material at will by shedding the proper skin in the proper color. And so I was essentially like an inkjet printer off of the palm of my hand and could produce business cards or flyers or birth certificates or whatever I wanted.
Just
or
inkjet licenses. Be like a 3D printer. Yeah. Right.
Or BIPCOT licenses.
Okay, I'm going to allow it, but here's why. Okay, in my centrally planned anarchy. Lou has a precedent with this because Lou has two wrestling names. So I don't want to get rid of one, but we can add one. How's that?
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's even better.
So I have two?
Lou is the Titanium Meerkat and the Chop Shop Brewster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you're the you're the shiny badger and the pamphleteer. I'm adding it on the website right now.
No, he needs some adjective. I agree with you, Michael. The pamphleteer,
needs an adjective.
Yeah.
How about the on demand? How about the? I got it. The on demand
pamphleteer. That's pretty good.
I mean, I'm actually really liking this because right now I want you to on demand print some pamphlets for me. And you're not able to do it right where you're sitting.
No, I'm not. Yeah. If only I could shed the proper skin cells and the proper colors and just
try harder. On demand pamphleteer. How about this? I will give you this name and bestow it if you do my demand and go make some pamphlets after the show for me. How's that?
Ooh, it's conditional now. Okay. He was going to just do it.
Well, it's sort of up to Derek because it's his computer.
No, I allow it.
All right.
Well, yeah. And Derek Slopey, but I think his if he's asleep, does his Wi-Fi work? Outside the
yes, the Wi-Fi goes out when he falls asleep.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's password.
Maybe I don't know. I might need a password or something from him that I don't
have.
I think you could
wake him up.
What was that? Did you say something?
He's awake though. He'll be awake, but if he's not,
hearing
things
in my head.
And you know, actually, the one file is 126K. I think you could get it.
It's
without
just sporadic.
Wi-Fi.
I'll be able to get it. I'm sure I'll get it like next break or something.
Yeah,
Wi-Fi is just it's sporadic around here.
Yeah.
They've got it kind of set up.
When's the Wi-Fi Hancock selling going to be available, or is it available now?
It should be already.
Ernie Hancock is here selling Wi-Fi.
I think you have to bribe Ernest Hancock though.
Does he take silver?
I don't know the details of that.
He would actually do it for free for us, but he would talk at us for 20 minutes first. That's how you pay for it. You have to listen to him for 20 minutes.
He was fun. I did some Ernest Hancock this morning.
You want to rephrase like, phrasing?
Ernest, I did the show Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock earlier this morning. That's what I was saying. Thank you. Yeah.
He is married. Don't want to get in trouble.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I love the purr box.
That sounds like a rattlesnake.
Hey, this thing's saving my life, man. I love it. And it purrs. I don't have cats anymore, so I have this.
Is it going to cause you to like cough? I thought it's something that dislodges mucus.
It does, but like it's not immediate. Like 5 or 10 minutes from now, I will cough.
Oh,
and
it's
mucus
delayed.
Will come up. Whereas normally, I would just cough.
Yeah, I thought it would like force it up.
No, like, it's a process. It's coming from really deep. It's like it is. It's like your lungs have sub areoles and sub areoles. I mean, literally,
whoa.
it's like I'm excavating oil from a mile below the earth. It takes a while to get up.
You're fracking.
Michael Dean is fracking.
I'm fracking. Yeah. I'm fracking.
That was
my lungs.
It's areola fracking.
Areolas? Areolas. Wait, areolas are nipples, aren't they? Aviolis?
Yeah, yeah they are.
Aviolis.
Raviolas are pasta.
Aviolis. I'm fracking. What are you doing on radio? I'm fracking my aviolis. Aviolis. I that was radio not compliant by accident.
Well, can they really be upset if it's a mistake?
Areolas are the nipple things, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
The outside of them. I think.
Yeah. They're not the nib.
They're the circle. They're nip adjacent. Right. Pepperonis.
Oh man.
Okay.
Speaking of pepperoni, we were going to talk about
alveoli.
Alveoli
is the lung thing.
Alveoli.
Alveoli.
No, it's pronounced ravioli.
No, that's what you put in your stomach. Yeah.
Alveoli.
It's from the same Latin root, though, meaning a pocket.
Is it? That's good, Ben.
Doesn't it sound like a mafia name? Like, hey, call alveoli.
Well, the thing that you put in your nose for the oxygen is called a cannula. But before I knew how to pronounce it, I thought it was canula, which really sounds like, leave the gun, take the canula or something.
Were we talking about meat? Did we have more questions about meat?
Yeah, I didn't know. Maybe I missed it, but I didn't get the answer.
Is meat
to
made,
whether or not,
from Areolis?
Can the police in Pensacola eat this dog if they're Muslim?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Oh, man. No. Or Jewish, either one.
Davi says
you can't eat anything that has canines and tears flesh.
Oh, it's a carnivore thing. That's right. I had to ask this question about shark.
Yeah. Well, shark is an animal. There's a difference of opinion on that. You know, at the Hanafi school, they won't eat shark.
Or it was gator, maybe. You ever had like a gator gumbo?
The view is so strange.
Yeah. Mm. I was told I wasn't supposed to eat alligator.
Again, there's a difference of opinion. Shafi like school would say
what
no,
if it's in self-defense?
Yeah, yeah. Maliki school would say
it. He tried to. I had to eat him before he ate me.
Right. Well, they have this, like, there's this whole argument of like whether it's a land animal or not, and like the Maliki opinion is like, well, if it lives on the land, more than it does in the water, then it's a land animal.
This is like
it lives
the capybara in the water, Catholicism, right?
Right, right. If it lives in the water more than it lives on land, then it's a water animal. Alligators, their dens are underwater; they are always in the water, so
their
it's a water animal.
Is underwater.
And if I'm wrong, then well,
their dean is underwater.
Just beyond me, you know.
Yeah. For those that don't know, Catholicism, the capybara, I think this was in the Middle Ages, I think, right?
Fish
but anyway, this
on Friday.
This is a mammal by all objective measures.
It's a rat the size of a dog. Yeah.
It has areolas. That's really the defining characteristic of a mammal. But it was declared a fish by the Catholic Church so that they could eat it on Friday because it dwells in the water.
What is this thing?
A capybara. It's sort of like a hamster the size of a large dog.
There you go. It's hamster.
An enormous guinea pig.
People keep his pets.
What does the school of Billy Wampus say about that?
What about
Billy Wampus?
They're a mammal. They don't have canines.
They're mammals.
They're a rodent. Rodents would be permissible.
What about alligators, though? Because I'm sure
Difference. Yeah, there's a difference of opinion. Like Hanafi would absolutely say no. Probably what Hanbali as well. Shafi'i would see it as probably questionable, but Maliki is like they're on the water more than they're on land, so they would be considered a water animal. Same thing with shark.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
Water's okay.
Same thing with shark or catfish. But
there are sharks on the land.
Shark or catfish.
When it's a shark.
Well, because sharks don't have scales, and for some reason, like the Hanafi school has that whole Levitical thing where if it doesn't have scales, they won't eat it. Like they won't eat shellfish either, even though. Like, that's totally not even...
Well, shark or fish. What about, like, whales? Whales are mammals, right?
Though.
Yes. Whales
yeah, but
are our friends.
Water.
Yeah.
They have areoles.
It's a water animal. So
they have
What if you're...
They're in the Bible, too. Didn't they eat somebody? Noah?
Well, the Leviathan means whale sometimes, but it also means, like, sea monster.
Or large fish, yeah.
I mean, this is interesting. All of these rules are coming from a time when, like, taxonomic classification of animals wasn't really a thing.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And so, like,
whales were fish back then.
Vague. Whales were fish back then.
Yeah.
Yep.
What? Really? But did that change?
What if you're wrestling a gator?
They realized that they were mammals. They realized that they were oxygen breathers above, like, water.
Yeah. Did the religion update that? Did they change? Like, sometimes the Pope makes new declarative, you know, like, oh, well, we rearranged the cosmos.
Oh, like 10 years ago when he said that.
Purgatory.
When he said we don't have to kill people for saying the earth isn't flat.
Know,
we'll be back with more papal bull after this.
It's the diet of worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
This is the Freedom
Fiends. Meow, meow, meow. Okay, so a Jew, a Muslim, and a Quaker go into an anarchist convention, and they come out with world peace. So this guy said he wanted to get on our show. We don't know him from Adam, you know, the guy, the first man in the Old Testament. So he wants to get up and school us on the Jewish side of this because we've had our Muslim scholar and our Quaker scholar. And we don't know him. We don't know if he's trying to get on here and cuss on the air. We're on the radio.
We don't even
we have
really
stations.
Know if he's Jewish.
I know.
Yeah, I'm
so
just infiltrating. That's what I'm
so
doing.
So we said, well, we'll let you on the air if you agree that if you swear, we're going to beat you up. And he said, okay. So so basically, we had permission to go beat up a Jew. And
actually, it is against my religion to swear. So
okay. So and he's sitting, and he's sitting between a couple Muslims. So school us, brother. School us.
What was the question again? I'm not sure what's going on.
It's a libertarian indulgence. He gave us a libertarian indulgence.
The officer just baked.
I mean, they can. I mean, they can.
Okay,
they
he's too loud. Back him up off the mic. Back him up off the mic.
I'll turn his gain down. He's good. He's good with mic technique.
Are you willing to share a name on the air or what?
What's that?
Do you have? Are you willing to give a name on the air?
No, he's the anonymous Jew. That's his wrestling name.
Is he really Jewish? What are his qualifications?
Yeah, where's your cred? He's got a hat on. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. You've got your head covered.
He's
wearing a baseball hat. He must be Jewish.
No, it's a newsy hat. Yeah. And he tassels. Well, Muslims, you got tassels on?
Muslims are supposed to cover their head, too. Are the Muslims' head covered there?
Well, Davi's got headphones.
I've
got
headphones on.
That counts. In the eye of God.
Count. It's also, like, not a requirement. It's sort of a, I don't know.
He's got a hood. And Will Coley has a sexy cowboy hat.
It's a style of the day.
Hey, it all works out, actually. We're all on board, so.
Okay. So we were talking dietary laws, I think, was the subject.
Can you eat dogs?
Yeah. No, you cannot.
Why not?
Why not?
Because they do... Because they're land animals, and they do not have a cloven hoof, and they do not chew the cud. So,
what is chew the cud? What does that
even
mean?
Wait! I thought you could not. You
it's
wait,
like
they,
a like
they,
a cow
have
chews
a,
and chews and it means they has have two stomachs. Oh.
So wait, he said.
Oh, got it.
You said you cannot eat them because they do have cloven hooves or do not. You said do not.
They do not.
What are the rules of cloven hooves?
So like, what are the rules?
Yeah,
because I thought to be cloven. So it has to be
a cloven hoof is like a solid clove, like a solid front of a
split,
hoof, like a horse.
It's split in half. So it's
has to be split
it has
in half.
To be split in half. So
like
pigs,
the devil.
They have a
clove. Yeah, like to cleave.
Yeah,
oh,
so you have
like the devil.
The
is
devil.
Is that what it's about?
In those like goat leg. Well, goats are.
Well, goats
are
you
kosher,
can eat.
Right.
So you can eat Satan. Actually,
because
Satan is actually kosher. So you need to eat.
Don't goats have multiple stomachs?
But does he chew cud?
Yeah. I don't know if Satan chews his cud.
We gotta explain what chewing cud is.
Chewing cud. You just it's actually just a way of regurgitating.
Redigesting.
And it's not really regurgitating, but basically regurgitating in order to process food again. So
it's like you chew something up and you swallow it and your stomach goes, not enough, guys, and it throws it back up and you chew.
No way.
And you swallow it.
Yeah, camels do this, but they don't have a cloven hoof. So,
I don't know if this
so
guy's
camels
ever
you can
heard.
Eat.
No,
I don't
you
know if
can't.
This guy's
well,
ever...
Muslims. I mean, certain Muslims can eat. Correct.
Camels
for camels, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Can eat.
Yeah.
Correct.
Jews can't though, because Jews are boring. So you know,
Jews are boring.
No,
the
Jews have great
food. Industry disagrees with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's what are other differences between kosher and halal? Is that what you call it?
Well, there's the meat dairy mixing is a kosher issue and not a halal issue.
Yeah,
so
which
you
is
can't,
added on
you cannot,
later, but
you can't have your cheeseburger milkshake like I do.
No, not together. I don't really mix cheeseburgers with my milkshakes. So
no, together in the same class, man.
Yeah.
It's a smoothie.
But I mean, that happens, you know, later on, but.
You ever try to get a chicken sandwich?
Get in close on that mic, Will.
In your cud.
Get a chicken sandwich with cheese at a kosher restaurant.
Yeah. You can't. You can't get a chicken and cheese at a kosher restaurant, can you?
Chicken cheese, you know, yeah. Yeah. A lot of Jews have issues with that because we find that kind of ridiculous. But anyway, because, you know, really chicken, it's very hard to milk a chicken.
Can you milk a chicken?
I don't know.
They're
not
mammals.
You know,
you try.
Mm. Yeah, it takes a while. I'm sure maybe someone has actually developed some means.
I guess if buffaloes can have wings, chicken can have milk.
Exactly. Okay. There we go.
Did he say, can you choke a chicken?
Well, you got to be right up on it. It's got to be like in.
I wonder what a chicken areola looks like.
I don't think it exists.
I don't know if I want to know what
they're
that looks like.
They're
not
it doesn't
mammals.
Exist because they have eggs.
Yeah, they're not
they
mammals.
Exactly.
Although there
so
are
you got to keep wondering.
They're mammals that lay eggs.
Platypus have eggs.
Yeah,
I mean, they have milk, too.
Yeah,
there you go.
Oh. All right, I'm corrected.
Platypus milk.
Hey,
they're rebels. They're breaking the law.
We're going to need to figure out a way how to market that. You know,
that sounds
all right,
like a break.
So here's your closing comments, unknown Jew. Tell us what you got. 10 seconds.
Give us some.
And you're out.
Jews? I don't know.
Worms.
Worms. They're taking over the world. Get them.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Anti-war, pro-free market. That's Antiwar.com.
The Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition is proud to present the 3rd Annual Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. It will be held at the Circle Pine Center in Delton, Michigan from August 7th through the 10th. There will be vending, discussions, presentations, all sorts of activities for children and adults, and bacon, lots of bacon. Round up your friends and family and get them registered today at miplc.org. That's miplc.org. Dogs welcome. Longer leashes recommended.
This is the Freedom Team. Too busy talking to do a talk radio show.
Talking about the wrath of Khan.
Talking about the wrath of Khan. Did we pay off the papal bull? No, I guess.
Khan.
Pay him off? I don't even know what
no,
that
is. Pay it like we teased it. I don't know.
Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
That's a good point.
Yes, sir.
It's important. Everyone should know, including Josh Coleman. So it will cool you back.
Should I just call this episode Josh Coleman Kills Dogs?
Yeah, it should be Josh Coleman Killed a Cop. That should be the name. Because they always write headlines that way when a cop dog dies.
True.
So there you go.
So I have this problem. I wanted to bring it up with you guys. Maybe you got some solutions. I was walking around and I found this illegal substance, and I want to give it back to the person who owns it. But how can I do that without either incriminating myself or giving it to
yell
the
out
person?
The window?
Like, what if some agent is like, that's mine?
They have to describe it.
Okay.
Yeah, you said it was in a case.
But then you have people
guessing.
If you
describe the case on the air, maybe the owner will come forward.
Yeah. No, you don't. Yeah.
Isn't that the way to do it? We found. I say as much as you want.
All right. Hey, everyone out there. I found something on the ground over by the fire, and you probably want it. It's got nice stuff in it. So come see Derek J. of the Freedom Fiends in the media room. And if you're an agent, I definitely want to talk to you on video. That should get some interesting
you gotta tell
applicants.
Them what it is. I mean,
you can't get arrested. Your license is Bipcot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should be safe.
I think I should I should interview these applicants with handcuffs already on, just to trick them out.
On them or
there you go.
What?
That's on them or on you?
You're now undergoing a review process to determine whether or not you're fraudulently claiming this illegal property. So we're going to put you in handcuffs.
I like it. I approve.
They totally agreed.
Yeah. That would be a weird thing. Like, you know, I always suspect there are government agents at Porkfest, you know, but just observing.
There were this year.
But it would be funny, like, as a fashion statement. Last year, there were badges that were really popular that Dobby made.
Yeah, those are in the vending machine.
But maybe, I'll try and make it fashionable to wear handcuffs. Like,
make
you know,
it fashion, it's a fashion
yeah, like,
accessory.
Just, yeah, just on one. No, not
isn't it already
not with
the
handcuffs.
Like
as bracelets,
made,
Michael.
Black
maybe couples
made,
could wear bracelets where
yeah.
like they're not like connected, like they're not handcuffed together, but they might like be thing. Wearing matching handcuff bracelets.
Well, is it like yeah, removing the power from it, like kind of the way that like black gangsters made like baggy jail pants popular?
I hear that's a myth, but yeah.
I don't think it's a myth.
About like, oh, how people, yeah, like people wear their pants sagging down in jail, giving
yeah.
a
no,
certain signal.
They're more like one size fits all in jail.
Okay. All right. If that's what it is, then that's not the rumor I heard. It's good.
I mean, what other stuff could you popularize that way?
What do you mean?
Well, there's murder, badges and murder, bracelets.
Tar and feathering, tax collectors.
I like the last one. I like
tar and feathering and tax collector.
Absolutely.
That hasn't been done in a while.
But I mean, this is New Hampshire after all. So.
Yeah, what about those tax collectors earlier? Did you see those, Will?
Yeah. That was crazy. I mean, they came in and they started harassing people.
They looked like FBI agents.
The thieves were caught, by the way.
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
the girl came up to the tent today and said, "Hey, there were some kids running around stealing stuff."
Yeah.
They were found and excommunicated.
Oh, yeah,
stealing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Just little things off of people's tables. They weren't Free Staters. They weren't here. They didn't register.
Oh,
they're just like some local kids that are like, "Oh, party,
stocks,
let's go steal
put
stuff."
Them in the stocks. Put them in the stocks. Next time.
Well, they were evicted from the premises.
That's unfortunate, you know, that the locals come in and steal and stuff like that, you know, like the whole atmosphere that's
taxes.
Going on here. You know, like, I remember the very first year that we were here, we left a whole table full of product and cash box and everything else out because there was a miscommunication, you know, Will.
Davi said last year.
Yeah.
Davi. Last year, Davi said. Last year was maybe the last year you could do that, and it turned out he's right.
Well, apparently this has happened
before.
It's never been a very big deal because just kids like taking incidental things, and they're not Pork Fest attendees, right? So it's not about the community here. It's about
I think you should be able to rape them publicly.
What? Why?
Yeah. If people get caught stealing, you should just be able to like take them out, and for an hour, everybody gets their way with them.
Yeah, no. I'm not participating.
Right.
Never mind.
Oy.
I was just kidding. That's it. I was kidding.
That was a joke. This is what a joke sounds like.
They've renamed security this year, and that fascinates me. They've thought it was important enough to do a renaming. They're Pork Rangers this year.
Yeah.
Rangers. It just sounds like children.
Something
to me.
Like
we're at a camp. Yay!
That's what I thought it was when I first heard it. I thought it was like a new
part of Pork Scouts.
Yeah,
right?
It's
like the older Scouts,
you know.
Scouts.
Yeah, I was like, oh, cool. So now they've got like a Cub Scouts and a Boy Scouts version now.
Did they steal that from you, Davi?
I don't think so.
Is the Pork Rangers? That's a thing from your book?
No, but it sort of fits. Like the organization's called Pork Scouts. You would think that like the older.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know, Ranger Rick, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I mean, Eagle it Scout. Used to be called Church of the Sword, which is an odd name for a
security. Please do not rape the tax collectors.
Church of the Sword sounds like a white power thing to me. Every time I heard it, it did.
Why? Why can't other color races use swords?
Because there was
everyone
some white
yeah,
power
like one of the head memberships white, of like a redheaded Jewish chick. So I don't
well,
think
there was a white power thing, Christian thing called like the Sword of the Creator or something like that.
Oh yeah, okay, that's no good. Can't use swords anymore. Just one white power there, group.
I don't know.
It goes and ruins the whole weapon. Like some funny made up religion that like somebody at Porkfest just made up.
It is.
Yeah.
It is some funny
religion.
I think
the
it's actual
also
filed church though.
Well, like they
sword
don't
the
they do
like
lightsaber
like
battles or
no,
stuff.
No, boffer weapons.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Couldn't that also be like a part of ISIS, Sword of the Creator? Sounds like it could be. I think they're
Discordians. Are they Church of the Sword? The audience is saying the Church of the Sword are Discordians, which is entirely possible.
Please do not rape the tax collectors.
Discordia, also known as Eris, is the Greek and Roman goddess of chaos, confusion, discord, bureaucracy, and aftermath.
That doesn't answer my question. I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's how you answer a
Discordian. I love how chaos and bureaucracy are both in the same.
Well, once you reach the fifth level of enlightenment in Discordianism, you realize those things are all the same thing. Yeah, it's just one big mushroom.
Please do not rape the tax collectors.
You got it, Sankita. I swear I will never rape a tax collector.
Constant reminders.
Tar and feather maybe, but raping no.
Discordianism is sort of, what is Discordian? Sometimes it's a political movement, sometimes it's a religious movement. It's a religion disguised as a joke, disguised as a religion.
Oh.
I don't know what else to say about it. You think you just have to meet one.
So one of those things that sort of began as trolling, but then became a real thing because
very
so many
likely.
People believed in it.
Very likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's eating chips or something? What's going on?
That sounds like Michael, probably.
He's, I don't know. What is he called?
Please do not rape the tax collectors.
You got it.
What's
Can
the
you catch
doing,
a disease
Michael?
From a tax collector? like instead of a communicable disease, can you get a communist disease?
Contract statism.
Yeah. There were some people in Jeopardy today. I still think it would have been more fun to do things with his car. Like, we took a big fun picture in front of his car with peace signs.
Whose car?
Oh, the tax collector. So they came by, yeah. You know, but a BIPCOT no gov license or... Yeah, or like silly string covering it or something. I don't
sure.
know. Is that, it's not assault on a car.
We use them for fertilizer where I come from.
Tax collectors?
Revenuers, yeah.
Please do not rape the tax collectors.
This I is won't.
A, yeah, we stop. Agree. We totally agree.
So but I do need some tech support help.
Please do not mulch the tax collectors.
Mulch.
I think that the Church of the Sword, although I'm not Wood certain, chipper. Actually filed as a church, and it was a sort of like a way of avoiding taxes in certain ways. But it was also, you know, a group that got together and did boffer fights on a regular basis as a kind of church service. And then because, I don't know what that has to do with security, but they volunteered to do security, and Porkfest is the kind of place where people volunteer. And so yeah. That's what happened.
But everyone is security at Porkfest because everyone is carrying a gun or some sort of huge weapon.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but like we had, what, a year or so ago that one of our kids decided to let themselves out of the tent while my wife and the other children were sleeping. One of them got up and decided, let's go see where Dad is. And I think I was on the air with you guys at the time. And the pork rangers, whatever they are, the Church of the Sword, then found him like,
oh, kid wandering. Yeah, we got him.
Wandering quick. Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
what does that call?
He
an
was
amber
right
alert?
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Except
I guess
we didn't alert the whole
that,
state
yeah.
and send out cops. Yeah. It was just a couple people with two-way radios.
Well, yeah, I guess that's what it is. Lights. It's a radio network,
yeah.
right? It's sort of like everybody could potentially put down an altercation or diffuse an hot whatever.
Right. But the radio is more key than the weapons.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think sure. that's why I'm still afraid of the authorities who have two-way radios. You know, if they don't even have weapons, like the bailiffs who stand outside of the courthouse, and once they get on that radio, it's like, oh no.
They can call people with weapons.
They're calling in an airstrike.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. They may not have a gun, but the guy he's calling does.
I think it's cool. I like the name Pork Ranger.
Yeah, I dig it. No, I think words are, they matter, and I don't like the security, it's a good word, but it has a bad connotation, you know, like, oh, no one wants, no one likes the security. They're your opposition to having fun.
Yeah.
Normally.
And yet we all want to be secure.
Yeah. So it's a misnomer, but they've looked past that, and they've got a good name.
But Rangers, like Rescue Rangers.
Yeah. I don't know. Last
Forest
year...
Forest Rangers. When's the last time you heard of like an organization like Forest Ranger Block?
I don't know.
Like, it doesn't happen.
But last year they were employed keeping Chris Cantwell out, which I thought was pretty funny. They were at the front gates.
So if that's an interesting
checking
point.
Cars.
Like, let's say it's like a really controversial issue, right?
Yeah.
And you're a pork ranger and you're like, this guy got kicked out for like, you know, maybe political reasons, maybe personal reasons, maybe whatever. But you're like, you know what? As an officer of the Pork Scouts, I don't agree with this ruling.
Can you do officer
orders?
Nullification?
I guess so.
Like, what if the Pork Scouts
can I sell my pass
that were stealing was like, no, I don't want to evict him. I want to put him in the stocks. Like,
and rape them.
Does that happen?
Can I sell my spot to Cantwell? Since I'm not,
like,
doctor won't let me go. Yeah, like, I'm allowed to go. My doctor just won't let me. Can I have Cantwell pay me and then he can go?
If he self-identifies as Michael Dean instead of Chris Cantwell?
Never happened.
Freedom Fiends.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
On the air, right now, listening to the Freedom Fiends. and so are you. In your car, or your bathtub, or wherever you are. How's it going?
There are people listening?
Yeah.
There are people listening.
Yep.
Like 12 in this room.
Yep. Hello, America, and all the ships at sea.
What's that from? Ben.
Back in the olden days, in the 50s and 40s, they used to say that.
Welcome to Rape Talk Live.
So we're in the final segment here, aren't we?
This
so
is not I funny.
I know something that is funny.
What?
You guys should go to the internet right now and Google Cricket Lives Matter. This happened in Orange, Ohio. And it was in the police blotter, and they print in the newspaper various things in local papers that police did, and this one said noise complaint, police discovered cricket, police killed cricket, noise ceased. So somebody called the police because there was a cricket noise. The police showed up and stepped on it.
That's the weirdest part of this.
The weirdest part is that the local paper decided this belonged in the paper, that this was
worth it. I'm shocked the police didn't shoot the cricket.
Yeah, that would be the
Or a nearby child procedure. While they're trying to shoot the cricket.
Like they did with the dog recently.
So Ohio Cop Block went around and interviewed kind of man on the street style people and said, hey, did you hear about the police killing in Orange, Ohio? And people acted shocked, like, oh my God. And they showed them the paper and everybody laughed. And so they staged a Cricket Lives Matter protest outside of the police department that killed this defenseless cricket, and they even interviewed the cricket's family.
That's awesome. I like this because it's like a lot of protests are like, we're angry about what the police have done. This is more like we're laughing at the police. It's laughter is
so much
more powerful.
Would the cricket be kosher to eat?
I think so.
Yeah,
I
did a whole thing. Crickets.
I did a whole thing on locusts. So I actually know.
The anonymous Jew in the audience says maybe.
So, biblically speaking, there's a place in where it's explicit that Jews can eat locusts, but the species is unknown, and modern Jews sort of dispute what the species biblically is. But Moroccan Jews claim to have an unbroken chain of using this locust in their diet. And so they say, even though your sort of mainline Judaism doesn't remember, they're like, no, we've been eating this for generations, and so they know.
Well,
and our anonymous Jew in the audience.
It's like get rid of a plague, man. You legalize eating whatever is plaging you.
I was writing
tax
a paper collectors. About no. Seriously. This is
eating
sort of
tax
this is really sort of
different.
Interesting and important. Think about this: like when we look at the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston, and we see the plague of locusts, we think that that's a famine, right? But if you think about this biblically, at the time, the Jews ate locusts, so the plague of locusts was not only
was a
famine for the ruling class; it was a blessing for the underclass, and that's sort of never in the Hollywood version. But so I was
Please do not eat the tax collectors.
Do not eat the tax collectors. I was doing a paper on this, and I wanted to include in the paper a recipe for locusts. Like, I wanted to, actually eat it and experience it for myself as part of the paper. And I tried, heck, to find a locust that I could buy in the United States, and it's apparently very difficult. And the only place I found that would sell it was there were a number of southern states where it's still legal to sell them, but only as pets. And so I called these pet stores. I said, hey, can you ship a locust to California? They said,
no way.
It'll die. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to eat it anyway.
It's probably a felony
and
to ship it.
They hung up on me.
They thought it was crazy California.
Would a cicada work? Would a cicada work as a locust?
No, I wanted this particular species. I wanted the very specific species. Anonymous Jew says no. I wanted this particular species that the Moroccan Jews claim is the same species as the biblical story. That was what I wanted.
Well, how can you be sure?
Ask a Moroccan Jew.
Is it kosher, though, for a pig to eat a cricket?
I think the kosher laws for pigs are, in their language, so I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen anything a pig wouldn't eat.
Are you a farmer, Will?
I've grown up farming most of my life, yeah.
Do you farm pigs?
No. But I did when I was younger.
Did they ever eat crickets?
As I said, I don't think I've ever seen
anything. They will eat anything.
Life. Would not eat.
Including
so
other
it's been
pigs.
A great show.
You.
Sure has.
Here at Porkfest 12, 2015. And I just want to remind everyone that Joe Coleman killed a cop. Josh, thank you, audience. Josh Coleman killed a cop.
Josh Coleman
and
is a
cop
killer.
That cop is not kosher or halal, so don't eat him.
But you can eat the tax collectors. That's fine. It's kosher.
Well, thank you, Derek, for doing the show with me. Thank you, Will Cooley and the Anonymous Jew for coming on with us.
And the Greens.
And the Greens and the Ben Stones and the
Worms.
Hey, hey.
Michael Deans and the Sangeetas.
Zangeeta,
as we found out. As we've learned. So that's Porkfest Day 2. And tomorrow.
Good night, Porkfest.
Please do not eat the tax collectors.